USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Queen Elizabeth II died at the age of 96 on Thursday after 70 years as England's monarch. Prime Minister Liz Truss shortly after the Queen's death.
We are all devastated by the news that we have just heard from Balmoral. The death of Her Majesty the Queen is a huge shock to the nation and to the world. Queen Elizabeth II was the rock on which modern Britain was built. Our country has grown and flourished under her reign. Britain is the great country it is today because of her.
Republican Congressman Brian Babin from Texas on Newsmax fully supports Governor Greg Abbott's plan of busing illegal immigrants from the border to sanctuary cities. Representative Babin says Democrat leaders need to tell the president to secure our border now.
Instead of, bad-mouthing our governor down here, they need to get on the telephone and call their president and say, hey, Mr. President, start doing your job, because the illegals that are being shipped up to our towns and cities in Chicago, New York, and Washington, D.C., these are coming in because of your policies. It is not because of Governor Abbott's policies. It is because of what's happening at our border. It's an invasion.
Ukrainian military forces surprised occupying Russians with a 1-2 punch Thursday, expanding into enemy territory to open up a second front in Kyiv's counterattack. Ukrainian authorities announced the liberation of 20 villages in the northeast just outside Kharkiv. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the world owes Pakistan a massive amount of money to help recover from devastating floods because other nations have contributed more to climate change than Pakistan. Climate fact, climate theory, the debate continues. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Democrat lawmaker in Las Vegas, Nevada, Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis, is accused of murdering journalist Jeff Germain from the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper at Jeff's home. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, who's running for governor, said, "Every murder is tragic, but the killing of a journalist is particularly troublesome." Tellis made his first initial court appearance Thursday afternoon, and it was determined the politician accused of murder would be held without bail. The Justice Department continues to seek secrecy as it files notice Thursday that it is appealing a Florida federal judge's ruling that appointed a special master or an independent third party to review the documents seized by federal law enforcement at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. The Justice Department's appeal will be considered by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. The war in Europe has the Ukrainians taking back some territory from the invading Russians.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced on Wednesday that they successfully retook multiple towns in a counterattack against Russia. U.S. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley says Ukraine's progress is steady and deliberate.
Russian command and control in the headquarters have been disrupted, and they're having great difficulty resupplying their forces and replacing their combat losses.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.